Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, it's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and the microphone smells like some kids, and we're all in a mood for a mubbuggy, even if we've come down with the SIDS.
Welcome to Pistol Strips Radio. Matt, were you looking at my Instagram? I pulled up behind a guy who's SIDS HVAC, the heating and air conditioning.
Saying,
and he needs an apostrophe in there.
Yeah,
so
apostrophe
just looked
will
like,
save your life. Now, see, mine had an apostrophe. I wasn't referring to the
So this
syndrome.
Podcast tonight is brought to you by Sid.
Carpet
a guy
cleaning
named Sid.
And upholstery. Yeah.
Sid's.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. I am Matt Gourley.
I'm Mark McConville.
What we do is call women's rec league basketball games, even though we don't know what we do know.
About basketball or life or anything at all, really. We're just a pair of dumbos. A
couple of babes in the woods.
A couple of ugly-looking Ken dolls.
What we don't know, we make up for in what we say. The amount of words we say is directly proportional to what we don't know.
There's gusto involved.
There's chusto.
There's there's any number of ustos.
There's a chut-chut-wado.
There's chutney. There's
pesto.
Right. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Tonight we're calling a basketball game. The Pistol Shrimps will take on the Lucille Ballers.
Now, as illegitimate as we are, that doesn't mean that this podcast isn't legitimate, so much so that we take some time to read some sponsors. First of all, did you know that whatever you're wearing right now, Mac Weldon is better? Mac Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. Mark, have you ever used the Mac Weldon online infrastructure website to buy a garment?
Matt, I have some Mac Weldon French Terry sweatpants. They are out of sight. I have some underpants.
Yeah. I took a jog in a Mac Weldon hoodie that Amanda's wearing right now.
I took a job in a Mac Weldon hoodie that Amanda's wearing right now.
I took a Job down from the mountain, and he waited 40 days and 40 nights to get into some scripture for free throws.
Look, Mac Weldon's got underslacks for your thunder cracks.
That's right. And speaking of your underslacks, you can order a pair, your first pair. If you don't like it, what is it, Mark? It's free.
Yeah, it's free, and they don't want them back or anything. There's no questions asked. They're not going to come to your house and bother you about what you don't like about the underwear.
That's right. They will refund you, no questions asked, because I've worked firsthand with this company in business and friendship, and they're solid stand-up peoples.
You're going to wear underwear. Let's just cover that. If you're not wearing underwear, let's get on that. Let's fix that right away with some Mac Weldons.
The best way to do it is to get 20% off your first order at MacWeldon.com and enter promo code SHRIMPS at checkout. That's MacWeldon.com. Enter promo code SHRIMPS. That helps out this show as well, you know?
Yeah.
You're doing good all around. You're doing good for us. You're doing good for your bus. You know.
Help us out and help out your bathing suit area by going to Mac Weldon and doing the thing Matt just said.
You're doing good for two dudes, and you're doing good for your screw prudes.
Mac Weldon, do it to yourself.
Also, they're having a big sale at StitcherPremium.com.
They are?
Yeah, go to StitcherPremium.com and download all kinds of Super Ego archives. Mark, tell them about that.
We've done a lot of podcasting. We started podcasting that podcast started March 1st, 2006.
That's right.
And we tried to put out an episode a month forever and ever and ever. So there's a ton of that stuff. Hear what it was like when we were just young kids spewing into microphones and editing it later.
And speaking of Pistol Shrimps, Amanda's show, The Complete Woman, is on there, and Wild Horses with Stephanie Allen. There's so much content on there to choose from, you'll go blind from poking yourself out of fun. There's, in fact, over 21,000 hours of original content, like Marvel's Wolverine and Issa Rae's Fruit and stand-up comedy albums. You can get an entire year for $25 right now if you go to stitcherpremium.com/Memorial Day and use promo code SUMMER for 30% off your first payment. Mark?
Matt, my wife and I were cleaning out the old garage, and we found an old bag full of records, and there's a bunch of comedy records in there, my old comedy records that I had.
Yeah.
I was crazy for that stuff when you had to buy them on vinyl. They just weren't around.
Now you can...
Stitcher Premium has so many different albums. The content's crazy. Got to go get it.
I subscribed, and I've been listening nonstop, including right now, ever since, and I haven't even used up all the hours.
It's 21,000 hours.
That's right. Just like Malcolm Gladwell says.
You'll become an expert at listening to things.
Yeah.
Twice over.
Just like Ronnie says, be my little baby. All right, business is done. Let's get into some thrilling shrimps action.
Yeah, Matt, let's start out right here. I'm returning a favor that you did to me for my birthday. Got us loaded up with a thermos of jockey full of bourbon right here.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. I'm already in a weakened state.
Are you?
I'm going to do it.
Are you real light? I got
a
little...
Well, I'm half jet lagged. And
a quarter fun guy.
Plus, we drove here and I got car sick in the back of your car. I didn't
actually... Don't read stuff on your phone while you're...
Do you have the Essigness? All right, I'm going to take a little swig of... What is it? What kind of bourbon are we drinking here?
We just got some nice bourbon here.
Nice bourbon.
It's nice guy's bourbon.
Kind bourbon.
It's Ryan Gosling and Russell Brand.
This smells good. It's like syrupy. Yeah, is this that stuff we were sent?
It's got a little... I think it might be, yeah.
It's good.
I just threw some bourbon in this little carafe. I might have a little special episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio tonight. What do you think of that guy?
Oh, that tastes like... If your morning pancakes were a bourbon patty cakes and you were the palms getting slapped for some psalms, specifically Bilibibus to Tebby.
Oh, no. What have I done?
I'm already drunk. Have a little bit of that, Mark.
Yeah, I'll take a hit off of that.
That's right. Oh, what a good night it's going to be, huh? I'm feeling good about this. There's still the prior game going on, so we got a little time to...
Why don't we do something I got to do right away? Mom! Hey, Mom.
Well, Mark is calling his mom over. I'm going to make a special announcement. You might have known in the past couple of weeks we've announced that we're doing the play-by-play of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. We're actually flying to Washington, D.C. next week, and we're going to do a meetup for Pistol Shrimps fans, Super Ego fans, I Was There Too fans, any kind of fan, at the Watergate Hotel next Friday at 8 p.m. There's something like three bars there, so watch our Twitter, and we'll know more up to the...
We'll put it on the Pistol Shrimps Twitter.
Yeah, but also check the Twitter anyway in case something happens. We have to move the location like to Hay Adams.
We might have to do it.
And but 8 o'clock on Friday at the Watergate Hotel, we'll bust into that Democratic National Committee room, get raked up on some charges, and go down in a special investigation. Marty, you got your new jersey on tonight. How you feeling?
Yes, thank you for acknowledging me. I was loitering here for a while waiting to... Get my chance on the mic. I feel good in my jersey. You know, they're definitely, I think we've all gotten a little too big for our britches, and the jersey sizes reflect that. So they are quite large.
I think they look great.
Yeah, they're actually really comfy.
That's good. Pistol Shrimps are in brand new jerseys tonight, sponsored by Earwolf.
That makes sense.
We got a pink Pistol Shrimps wording on the front, and then a little teal shrimp holding the basketball.
Lund.
Number nine, Lund. Amanda.
Why
Fun
did you
Bun
choose
Lund.
Number nine?
Number nine is my favorite number.
I should have known that.
Yeah, that's a gimme right there.
Do you know my favorite number?
Six.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Four.
Oh, cool. Mark, what's your favorite number?
I don't really have one, to be honest with you. I don't have a... It just depends on what the purpose of the number is.
Oh, God. Here he goes.
Yours should be red five.
It should be five. That's a good one.
Do you ever listen to that Beatles song? Number nine, number nine, number nine. That's the whole song.
Matt, you should make a playlist for Amanda with all number nine songs.
Yeah, that would be so sweet.
Or like 29 Palms by Robert Palmer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That didn't take long at all.
Quick shout out to Melissa Stetton for handling these new jerseys. It wasn't easy, but she did a bomb-ass job.
And I think we have all of them. We have all of our players tonight in the matching jerseys for the first time this season.
Knock them dead.
All right, we got a special guest tonight. Mom, come over here.
This is so exciting.
This is my mom. Oh. Mom, how are you?
I'm really good. It's great to be here.
It's so nice to have you here tonight.
Well, thanks.
Welcome to Pan Pacific Park.
that we were talking in the car, Amanda was with us, and that you, Mark, your parents are the only parents that listen to any of our stuff.
You are kidding.
No. My
we wouldn't miss it.
I've been podcasting for, 12 years now, and my sister, stepsister-in-law did a wedding podcast, and my parents listened to that, but they didn't.
They couldn't be bothered to listen to James Bond or interviews with actors talking, telling war stories of their careers or basketball or absurd comedy.
In their defense, I think the wedding thing's more up their alley. Yeah.
But how big of a basketball fan are you, Mom?
I'm not a basketball fan.
Me either.
Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, me too.
You know, they've really turned me on to the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good to have you here live. We're going to check in with you at halftime, I think, if that's all right.
Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah.
As much as you want to join us, you're welcome.
What's your impression of the gymnasium, the atmosphere here? I mean, it's an electrifying thing, wouldn't you say?
And you've heard about it for a long time now, but never seen it.
I don't see any sparks.
Does this look like you imagined? I mean, I guess it is a gym.
Smaller.
Oh, smaller. And this is the biggest one.
I'm not impressed with the seats for the fans.
Yeah, I know.
Expect a big crowd.
Yeah.
Where are they going
to
sit?
Hey, Mom, there's a chair if you want a folding chair, if that's better than these bleachers.
The bleachers will be fine, thanks.
All right, Mom, we'll talk to you at halftime.
Absolutely.
That's right. We got Mark's mom here all night, giving maybe we'll get some motherly advice.
She might
from
take
her.
A hit off this bourbon thing.
Oh,
you might
man,
not
I already
know.
Did. I feel it. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Oh, this feeling lingers. I'm hanging with my bros. It's Pistol Shrimps Radio. Looking at tonight's starting lineup, because it seems like maybe all we've got here tonight. We've got Jesse Thomas. We've got Vup 450. We've got Randall Tex Cobb. We've got Paisley Gray, Melissa Stetton, and Amanda Lund with Coach BJ Dizzy.
A lot of Pistol Shrimps here tonight, but not the whole team. We're missing Ingrid Walla, Kelly Vallon, TLC.
The band TLC.
Where's Maria Blasucci's not
She's
here?
She's not here tonight.
Oh, for Christmas
Can you
sake,
believe
Matt,
this?
This is
it's going to be an exciting game.
I'll say the ballers are light here, too. It looks like there's only maybe four or five Lucille ballers.
That's right.
Here at the game.
Vup 450's got her backpack out on the field. What's going on?
Is something going on this week that we're, you know, is everybody celebrating that Maddie.
It's Dolphin Week.
That Maddie won American Idol last night?
Who?
Exactly.
Right.
It does seem like a little bit of a ghost town here tonight, Matt. Maybe tonight's episode's haunted.
Well, that may be right. Hello, I'm your podcast ghost. I've been trapped in this ghost until I can pass over into radio.
Now, fans, I got to tell you, I really appreciate the effort with the packages, the mail. I was overwhelmed. It was a two-tripper at the old post office box, Matt. I had to go twice.
Whoa.
I had to lock packages back up in the post office box and then bring them to the car and then come back. So let's just start out because we might not get to all this stuff. Dear Mark and Matt, wish you were here. You could buy me a beer.
Okay,
wait, hold on.
Just pause for a second because we got one of our favorite referees coming.
Uh-oh.
One of our favorite refs.
Hello, the Pistol Shrimps are in trouble this week. They don't have Big Country, and without Big Country, it's a normal squad. Let's see if that point guard steps up and make 20 for us. That point guard. Blah-da-da-da-da. That's all, folks.
That's referee The Ref. When Steve Agee was the guest, Steve asked his name, and he said, The Ref, that's all you need to know.
I can't expect to grow flowers in the desert.
All right.
I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time.
What the hell song are you singing right now?
In
the
big country.
Yeah, that's right. Matt, how much chorus is too much chorus? This is a postcard.
Like
that we
an get. Effect on a guitar or like in a song?
Let's call it the effect on
What's
a guitar.
What's the most chorusy song? It'd probably be like Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Mid-80s stuff. Got a lot of chorus.
You don't think Chub Thumping by
Chub
Wumba
Thumping?
Thumba?
We got the tip going right here.
Oh, tip off. Gray passes it out to Thomas. Thomas, long pass to Stetton, but it's already out of bounds.
Now, Matt.
A little over her head.
Have you noticed anything funky about what's going on here on the court?
Four players for the Dolphin girls. Who are they?
They're the Lucille Ballers.
Oh.
And you're right. They
Why
only
is that?
Have four players.
So do they take a penalty for that?
Why don't the Pistol Shrimps get to start five players? They have enough to roster a team, but the Lucille Ballers don't.
Oh, good point.
Maybe
it was sportsmanship
Some good sportsmanship
yeah,
here.
Might be. Thomas Tvup 450 breaks in the key, tries to pop one up, but it's thwarted by one of the ballers. And then Stettin, long pass down to Thomas. All right, what's this card?
Well, they just want to know how much course is too much course, and then they want to know how big the drivers. How were the drivers that big at the Golf Classic? I don't know.
They were big.
The guy tried to send beer. That's really what I wanted to.
Nice.
But you don't have to send beer because we have a flagon of whiskey.
Flagon of Rhenish.
Lucille Ballers with the ball they're passing.
It's two. Who got points?
It might have been the Pistol Shrimps. They should get 2 points for playing shorthanded.
Maybe
they
did.
They don't have to.
18 minutes left on the clock. We got Stephen Bridle here, as usual, doing courtside sketches.
He's going to be drawing.
Courtroom sketches. We just received last week's tonight. We got to talk about deadlines, Stephen. But other than that, it was just perfect.
It's like senior year, baby.
Senior year, man.
Senioritis.
He's got a major case of senioritis, living in his mom's basement, wood paneled, smoking everything he can't have sex with.
There is no cure for senioritis, by the way, as I think everybody knows.
He's plugging in. This is official. It's 2-2 here. I don't know which people have scored and when. But then again, that's not my job. I'm not here to call basketball play-by-play. I'm here to chew bubblegum and take names.
Oh, behind-the-back pass from Jesse Thomas to Allison.
450, fast break. Not
passes
fast enough. Three-pointer from Thomas. It's
Ooh.
No good.
Good-looking shot. My mom was impressed. I heard her go, oh.
Should-looking got. I've already had a swig of bourbon, and I will have more, maybe.
That's birthday bourbon, buddy. You got a big birthday tomorrow? You turning 16?
I'm turning 16. It's my quinceañera plus one.
Got to travel there on VUP 450.
That's right.
Shrimp's looking good in these sort of light gray jerseys. Got a real Miami Vice vibe to the font, to the logo.
Oh, you know that movie's one of my favorites.
Why'd they have to call it Miami Vice, though? They should have just called it, like, Miami Cops.
Or just, just...
Florida, like, Florida Cops on boats.
Yeah. Friend cop. Cop friends.
South Florida boat detectives.
Cop friends. Go fast boat cops.
Go fast boat cops.
Yeah, go fast boat cops.
Tonight on Go Fast Boat Cops.
Go fast cops. Maybe that's it.
Go fast cops?
Go fast cops.
But then it starts to sound like Goat Fest Cops, and that's
that
a different
too.
Show.
Ooh,
up 450.
Fierce pass to 450. She's going to pop it up. Let's get some points. It ain't going to happen just yet, but stay tuned. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Just wizarded the ball into her own hands
off
there.
Off to Stettin. Stettin will hammer the lane and see if we can get a house built from nails. Into Paisley Gray, who pops it up. Bank shot ain't going to happen into the possession of the Dolphin girls.
Thomas is running back on defense. I don't know how dolphin got into your brain, but it sure's having a hard time swimming out of there.
I was trying to think of an alternative to Shark Week.
Dolphin Month?
Dolphin Month. That'd be good. Would you watch Dolphin Month, Steven?
That's a lot of television.
Yeah, I would. I'd sooner watch Dolphin Month than Shark Week.
Than Shark Week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time for free throw scriptures.
Well, you don't have to do scriptures. You can do it anything you want.
I like to do the scriptures.
I know you do, but we have a suggestion from an email.
Oh, what do we have?
Well, Steve and I did a limerick during a free throw,
we could
and that
limericks.
Was fun to do
okay.
back and forth.
Back and
limericks.
Forth.
Yeah.
There once was a party named Lucy.
Who never felt great about Scrucy. Not a word.
She drank some root beer.
It took her all year.
And started feeling real loosey-goosey.
Pistol Shrimps Radio, you're home for dumb lyrics in basketball. My dearest Matt and Mark, someone crossed out Abigail.
Well, by the way, this is printed on beautiful
like
parchment wax paper.
I'm a comedian and quote-unquote actor here in Austin, Texas. I've been a longtime fan of Super Ego, The Journeyman, and Pistol Shrimps Radio. Enclosed within this letter, you shall find the key to my chastity belt, crossed out, two copies of the latest in a series of very special pamphlets that I write, make, and distribute in random places all over my city.
Is this Thomas Paine?
The latest comic, there's a Gorleyism, a Super Ego reference, and a Pistol Shrimps Radio plug.
There's 2 points for the Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Who scored them?
Melissa Stettin.
Nice job, Melissa.
Yeah, very well done.
I hope you both enjoy them. All my best, Matthew E. G. Jones. If your Gorleyism lasts more than 4 hours, call a doctor.
Matthew, in other words, Jones?
Matthew E.G. Jones.
Or Matthew, for example, Jones.
So we got a little book called Ice Cream.
Chick Tracks. They're in the form of Chick Tracks. Oh, these are...
Nice looking comic
really
here from Matthew
well,
E.G. Jones. So we're going to have to read this later
really
on.
Really well illustrated. He did these illustrations?
Yeah, he did the whole thing. He built this little book, and then he just puts it around. It probably, where do you think he puts these? Applebee's?
Probably.
Just
yeah.
some guy's farm?
Dentist restaurants?
Yeah.
I did Chick Track drawings one time, too. I like this. Wow. Did it from Leroy Jenkins for a Super 8 animated thing. This is great. I'm going to have to check this out. Thanks, Matthew, for instance, Jones.
Your score is 62 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. You're never going to believe that, but that's the case. That is true. That's a true fact.
13:43 left on the clock. It's a low-key night here, sparsely attended. We got Mark's mom. We got Steven by our side. We got a couple of husbands and fiancés of the Shrimps, and just barely enough basketball players to get by.
Yeah, we're really in the dog days of the season here. In fact,
The dog days are over.
It really does echo when no one's here.
But that's what sounds so good, you know? You like Florence and the Machine?
Yeah, they're good. I like them.
That's the only song I know, but I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look at this, Matt.
What's that?
Oh, boy. Somebody sent us.
What do we got?
Look at that. All right.
Miniature Millennium Falcon.
Let's see if there's a little note in here. We got a mail. I'm just going to be opening mail the whole show, folks, because we really did get a lot of stuff, and I appreciate that.
And I think that's it.
Matt, here you go. We got passing insight from the Lucille Ballers.
Yep, they're going to do a hook shot, but it isn't going to be a hook shot.
Lund with a rebound, Matt.
Points.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
This is bad that they have four play. It's 4-on-4. It's stupid.
Yeah, why? I wonder if that is sportsmanship.
I guess it is, but...
But maybe it behooves them, too, because they don't get tired, and they can sub more people out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Makes them look good. It's a win-win. Long, fast break for the summer here as the Dolphin gals do a basketball shot.
It's a fast break for the summer.
It's a fast break for the summer.
Tex Cobb with a rebound. She's wearing number 13.
Speaking
maybe?
Of Randall Tex Cobb, no connection. Would you rather watch Meatballs or Beat Malls?
I think I have a pretty good idea. Matt, happy birthday, you screw up. You're looking forward to the Solo movie. If I could ask for one request, it would be for Brian Helzevec, the coach, to respond to the rumors that he's going to be the next coach of the Pistol Shrimps.
I will, right after free throw limericks. All right. Mark, you start one off.
There once was a gym in L.A.
And he felt that he had something to say.
He got on a mic.
And rode on a bike.
And never came back ever reway. We're pretty good at it, Matt.
But I just realized that this podcast is essentially Brian Helzevec.
Just over and over again.
He's a super ego character.
But he's a coach.
Right, and he says stuff
conference.
Like, give me some swimmy dips. If you're going to swim, why not go on dry land and do a dust stroke?
But I heard Busy might be moving, and Chris Vanger does not have a lot of time, and that you're going to end up being the coach of the Pistol
That's
Shrimps.
Right. I might get in there and show these girls how to do a knuckle crack half a worth of going someplace. If you're going to bounce a basketball, you might as well take a wonder underall and get a bra ad.
Points for the Ballers. It's going to be 7-4. Coach Helzevec, I did see you pull up in a Sherman tank. Do you have a license to drive that around the town? That doesn't seem like it would be street legal.
I don't need a license when I got four rounds of titanium-depleted hollow jacket Sherman tank shells that I like to bust into Los Angeles traffic come Fridays at 5 o'clock.
Lund with a shot off the backboard. No good. Thanks for your time, Coach Helzevec. You've
I got to
really
run.
It up.
I gotta
what do you
got to
do?
Here.
You got to do anything?
I got to get out of here because Gin Blossoms are playing their big hit, Randy Martha and the Swivel Dicks.
We also got some Kind bars. I don't know who sent this stuff. There's no...
What's a Kind bar? Open those up. I'm
healthy
hungry.
Healthy snack for everyone.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for your amazing content over the years.
I just realized I didn't mean to mention my birthday last week like people should send me gifts.
Well, too bad. It's too late, and they're sending them, and I brought
some
too,
nice.
Man.
I appreciate that.
So I'll rip into this, though.
Mark got me a spy camera.
Off.
It's
well,
incredible.
You can't really show it off because this is an
like
audio
like
an thing.
Antique vintage spy camera. Isn't that really something? I guess.
Oh, buddy.
We haven't figured that out.
What haven't we figured out?
Well,
if
how
it
to
works?
Put film in it.
That's the thing. That's how you prove if you're a spy or not.
If you could figure out
how to actually take a picture.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, kind bars.
And here's your little Millennium Falcon.
Hey, thank you for that.
Looks like there's a Chewbacca in there, too.
Oh, there is a Chewbacca.
What if you pronounced it like that?
The mighty Chewbacca?
How you doing, Chewbacca?
How you doing, Chewbacca?
We got a timeout on our hands here, Matt. What do you want to do with that? You want to open more stuff?
Sure.
Yeah, that's for you.
That's a thick envelope. Look at that. That's a four stamper.
That's a
good
looking envelope, too. If you want to write into the show, you can. The P.O. Box is my name, Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. I check the post office box probably once a week just to make sure that we're not getting any sort of perishable frozen dairy. Oh, boy.
This is a birthday card with a golden three-dimensional dill pickle on it that says it's a birthday trophy because you're a big dill.
You are a big dill.
That is really something. Hope your birthday is nothing less than legendary. Thanks for all the countless hours of joy from Super Ego, Pistol Shrimps Radio, and James Bonding and the Andy Daly Podcast, Pilot Project, Drunk History, and The Complete Man and Woman, and all the rest. I feel like you're an unofficial stalker. Keep trucking. To my almost birthday buddy, happy, happy birthday to you, Renee. Thank you, Renee. That's very kind of you.
Very sweet, Renee.
Very sweet.
Timeout's over. 9:22 on the clock. 7 for the Pistol Shrimps, 4 for the Lucille Ballers. Matt, I just realized this. The Lucille Ballers are in red jerseys here tonight.
Yeah.
And the Pistol Shrimps are finally out of the red cloud.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So many red teams in the league.
Oh, right. The red cloud. Look for it. This Cold War.
Robert Mueller stars. Mueller or Mueller?
I believe it's Mueller.
It's spelled Mueller,
I know,
though, right?
But I believe it's Mueller.
That's just to make you mad, right?
Yeah, well,
this is to make sure you're paying attention.
Write a letter to John Boehner and ask him why his name is spelled that way, or, you know.
Yeah, layup attempt by Thomas doesn't go. Lund is back on defense. She turns around to see
two
the number
points
one scores.
For the Dolphin heads.
You keep calling them Dolphins, and it's not even remotely close to what the name of the team is. Matt's eating a kind bar here, so I'll take over things. Vup 450 drives. She took about 45 steps there.
Lucille Ballers.
Thank you, Matt.
Beach ball, ocean, dolphin.
Oh, yeah, I could see the connection there. The Love Connection. Where'd you go next on the date? I used to watch Love Connection like a crazy kid.
I used to watch Studs.
I loved Studs.
It's awful.
Who was the host? Mark DiCarlo?
Mark DiCarlo, his brother, was my optometrist.
How'd that work out?
Great.
Did you have to pick from 3 different pairs of glasses?
I did, and then wear things on my clothes.
That show, Studs, was just the one where it was just like, yeah, I had sex with all 3 of these people.
Like, by law, you
I think
had
you just
to
you
say
had
that.
To just bone everyone.
Yeah.
Even if it was not true.
I watched the Studs that... Who was on it? Mark, the poor fellow that O.J. Simpson killed, Ron Goldman.
Oh, was he on Studs?
Yeah.
Was he one of the Studs or was he a contestant?
I think he was one of the Studs.
450 shots away. It's perfect. 3-pointer. 1 point for each contestant on Studs. Now, wait a minute. The contestant was the single person who had to date the three...
Two guys, 3 girls.
I thought it was one girl, 3 guys. That's a different show. Now I'm thinking of Eliminated.
You're thinking of one girl, 3 guys.
And a pizza place.
With a cup.
The one show is Eliminate, where it's one lady and 4 guys, or one guy and 4 ladies. I also liked Blind Date a lot.
Right.
Roger Lodge hosts Blind Date, pop-up video, and a dating show together.
Oh, that's right. Kurt Scholler was on that.
He sure was, and boy, did he look like a fool. Hi, Kurt.
Not his fault.
Not his fault at all. The editor just made him look like a clown.
It's 12-6 here at 7 minutes left on the clock.
Vup 450 drives down the lane. Thomas is over to her right. She's going to call in for the ball. Oh, look at this little nifty shift around.
Ooh, 3-pointer from Randall Tex Cobb. All right, I swear I'm done eating.
I swear you're not. There's going to be more. There just has to be. There's got to be more stuff that's coming our way. 12-6, 6:40 on the clock.
Did you spend your week listening to Days of Light by Roger Daltrey and 29 Palms by Robert Plant?
I did a little bit of it, Matt.
You did?
I did a little listening to it, and I got to say, really not great.
Because it's, like, great doesn't even do it justice?
The other way. Oh, that really, that bourbon does sing its way down your throat. Oh, God, you're really taking a hit off of that thing.
Oh, I love a parade.
Oh, we got, speaking of parades, it's time for Pistol Shrimps
There once was a mouse named Horse.
He never had sex, of course.
He was pure till he died.
He actually got deep fried.
Until into sex he was forced.
Oh no, that Liberick took a turn. Free throw's no good. Vup 450 with the rebound. 12-6, 5:45 on the clock.
Oh boy.
Oh, that.
Let me tell you something. I have to say though, a kind bar and that maple syrup bourbon goes really.
It's a real nice one.
That is a pairing for the ages. Wow, guys! If you want to, guys and girls,
Vup 450
if
scores.
If you want your significant other for Valentine's Day, next Valentine's Day.
Why don't you do a limerick about Valentine's Day?
Well, today's Feb the 14th. Oh shit!
You go ahead and do the whole one then.
And I just had to take out my spleen, which is like if you have 14 spleens, that's your 14th one. I'm feeling okay.
Uh-huh.
I changed my name to Jay.
Okay.
And I watched the royal wedding presided over by the Queen.
She did not have a ton to do with it, by the way. Just sit there in a yellow thing.
That's chartreuse, Mark.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her official color or something? Thomas drives.
It was that
no
day.
Good.
That's for sure. Wow.
What a weird thing, if you ask me, the royal wedding. Just a strange thing to do.
All of it.
All very odd to me.
That's right.
There's a lot of things I'll wait for. One of them is not a car driving by.
Oh, look, Chewbacca's out.
Oh, look, Jesse Thomas is down.
Uh-oh.
She might be injured. She's shaken up, that's for sure.
Uh-oh.
She might have hit her head. We're over here screwing around, drinking
I
liquor
think she's
in a public
okay.
park.
I feel like what we should do is run out there with the bourbon around our neck like a big St. Bernard.
That's a great idea. Just a barrel tied to a collar that you're wearing around your neck. Well,
I'd
happy birthday. Look what I got you.
Oh, man, that'd be amazing. One day in my life, I do want to be met by one of those dogs. But
I hope you never are, because that means you're in trouble, doesn't it?
Well, but you're going to be okay, I think. Is it brandy? What's in there?
I think it's Brandy. Lund gets the ball. Lund will pass back to Vup 450, pass over to Gray.
Gray pops it up, back to 450, gets the rebound, and cashes it in for 2 point bucks.
She's red hot tonight, like a blacksmith's poker on a Friday night.
Blacksmith's poker.
Check it and see. That's where jacks and kings are wild, which is weird. Because
blacksmith's poker?
Yeah.
That's
You'd maybe do twos are wild, but I don't think you would do. Face cards are wild. What a weird thing to do in a poker game. Vup 450. She's a ball magnet tonight. The ball is following her around the court, I think. Lund sets a pick. Vup 450. He'll drive to the free throw line. Inside pass to Gray. Gray shoots. No good. Rebound by the Lucille Dolphins.
Now we're talking.
Well, they're seals, right? They're loose seals.
Hair by kiss by a rose. I don't know that one very well.
Did you just try to sing Seals Kissed by a Rose, and you just went, I've been kissed by a rose.
Ba, 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 da, ba, ba. I don't know how that goes.
Oh, come George on. Clooney's Batman. The best Batman. I mean, it's just not even a contest.
George Clooney?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Best Batman there is. Lund gets a rebound.
Oh,
she's being harassed.
Hey, lay off. They're getting on my wife.
They sure are. Let's open up this guy right here. This is a big old envelope. This is from Westbrook, Maine.
Ooh, Stephen King. It must be from Stephen King.
Far away as you can get from us here in Southern California.
That's right. Here we are in Southern California.
Here we are.
Next week we'll be in Washington, D.C. Come on out to the Watergate Hotel Friday night at 8 p.m.
It does seem to me that someone just sent a giant envelope with just a piece of paper in it.
Maybe I think there's something
there's
on the
some
back
arc. There's
that
some arc.
Can't be
Dear Mark
hurt.
And Matt, what's up, my boogies? Thanks for making us all laugh and probably get weird looks from nearby strangers. Those people can go screw.
Go
You're right about
screw.
That. I wanted to send Matt something for his birthday, so enjoy this picture for now. I'll probably send more later when I'm not bogged down with work. Hey, when is Kubich's birthday, and what are some of his interests?
My birthday is Cachetos Pintanch.
Yeah, and that's a big day. I mean, what a lovely day to be born. Weather's perfect.
Cachetos Pintanch.
Yeah, and you can't, I mean, generally there's no clouds in the sky.
Never a cloud in the scooch.
No, and you can see from out. The visibility's great.
Visibility, guys.
The flowers are blooming.
Flabas on Kunjin.
You can go ahead and go jet skiing if you own one.
Jet ski or get shorty.
Yep, you can watch Get Shorty.
What?
If you wanted to.
I don't know.
You never seen Get Shorty?
I see Get Carter.
Oh, is that kind of movie you like, Get Carter?
Yeah.
You just like shitty movies?
Got milks.
What kind of movies do you watch?
Bogus Vacation.
Okay. So, terrible shit.
Vacation, the reboot.
So you like the vacation films?
Yeah.
Any other movie? Get Carter and the vacation movies. Are those all the movies you've seen? How many movies do you think you've seen?
Prology, six.
Just six movies?
Yups.
So Vegas Vacation.
Three times.
The Vacation reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw Vegas Vacation three times.
Yups.
Then you saw the Vacation reboot.
One time.
Then you saw Get Carter.
One time.
So there's one movie left.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that?
Lucky Number 11.
Great, so perfect. Thanks for all you do, and happy birthday,
Excuse
Matt.
Excuse me, lucky number 7.
Look at that, Matt. A little drawing of you. Gorley, a podcast story.
Look at that. That's an original.
Drawing from Josh in Portland, Maine.
And it's the Daniel Craig to the gun barrel in Casino Royale.
But
I know
that
anywhere.
Star Wars font down there.
Oh, he's got it all. Wow, that is nice. You know, this touches me. People do... I guess that's halftime.
It is. 16-9 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. They're comfortably ahead. It's halftime here.
Thank you to Josh.
Josh,
that's
my wife and I spent a night in Portland, Maine, and I ate oysters.
Oh, I've been to Portland, Maine myself.
It's lovely
They
there.
Have a giant sporting goods store that's basically a theme park.
They do have that. Yeah. I think I went there as well.
Yeah, too. Yeah, Stephen. I'm getting confirmations from the right and from the left.
There's a men's clothing shop run by a guy named Kazim.
Kazim.
I think that's his name.
Come on down to Kazim's.
He really had some nice stuff. Portland, Maine. Let's just go there.
Yeah, let's go there.
They're getting a new hockey team, too.
I like Maine.
Yeah,
let's
Mom.
Check let's, in with your mom.
Yeah, we're going to check in with her. But let's open up one more thing. Okay. We probably have six or seven more packages
this
to get
too
to.
This is too kind, honestly.
Yeah, we're way behind here, honestly. So let me get this going. This is from Seattle, Washington, another beautiful American
love
city.
Love that city.
Yep, the Mile High City, Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, they've got the... Oh, we got there.
I don't know, Matt. I don't know what this is. Dear Matt and Mark, first of all, I'm sorry that this is technically a gift for Matt, and I didn't include anything for Mark just because I'm a real jerk. God damn it. But I just released this album, and there's a song on it that was inspired by the Stay Tuned project. So I wanted Matt to have a copy.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a deep cut there, Matt.
Yeah,
you and
that's
Jimmy
right.
Blades doing some fake TV music.
That's right.
There's even a related illustration in the lyric booklet. Thanks for making stuff for me to enjoy. I kind of love you guys. That's from Sarah Shea.
That's so nice.
I really wanted some pedal steel on the song, but I almost contacted Mark for his rates, but I chickened out. Maybe next time.
You should have.
Yeah, you should have.
Is she in the area?
You have... Which is in Seattle, Washington. You have
Queer
Street Cred is the
I
name
like
of the
that.
Album.
Wow, this is a good looking CD.
And there's apparently something called Edit That Shit.
I'll check this out. This is a finely packaged CD.
You could
I
listen
like
to that.
That
on the plane and then hand it over to me, and then I could listen to it when we go
we'll
to Washington.
Bring our Sony Discmans.
Discmen.
Do you have a CD player in your car?
I do have a CD player.
We'll have to listen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, we could do that. My mom is allergic to music.
I understand. Well, she's going to get a little My Father's Eyes by Eric Clapton.
Now, my mom is a huge Eric Clapton fan.
So am I.
At our halftime here, I think maybe. Oh, it's halftime's over. When she comes over here, you can interview her about Eric Clapton.
All right.
I'm just going to rip into more stuff because
what a great
God knows
night.
We have to.
What a great night.
Mark, happy half birthday, you dib. Hope you like socks. You can wear these while watching your sports team, the Pistol Shrimps, your favorite sports team. Look at these guys, Matt. Oh, some nice
shrimp socks. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Oh, boy.
What?
Birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my boogie. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Did your mom do this?
My mom and I, we all
you
conspired.
You guys are too kind.
Matt, we got you a Nutella donut.
Oh,
you like a
my
little Nutella?
God.
I know you like Nutella.
This looks
a little
amazing.
Bit.
You're too kind. This makes me, it warms my heart.
Don't touch those. Those are sparklers.
Yeah,
they're hot.
Felt good, though.
Yeah, did you finally felt something tonight?
I did. Yeah.
Halftime is definitely over
really
now.
Kind, I have to say.
20 minutes on the clock.
Oh my God.
16-9 in favor of the old Pistol Shrimps. They're in gray tonight, and it's working out. Speaking of gray, Paisley Gray's out there with Vup 450, Amanda Lund, and Tex Cobb. Y'all have a bite, and then I'll wash it down with some bourbon.
Steven, you want a bite?
Oh, that's crazy.
Hey.
Hey, Mom, grab those napkins.
That's delicious.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Here you go.
That was delicious.
Here you go, Matt. A little happy birthday napkin.
Wow.
Oh, boy. What's up?
Big country is not missed tonight.
That's right. He's doing this while reffing
the referee
a game.
Is doing a better job of commentating on the game than us. Well, we got a double dribble called by the ref. And Paisley Gray will inbound right in front of the scorer's table here.
That is a good donut. Double dibble.
Head on down to Colorado Donuts. You can get yourself all kinds of different donuts.
Double dribble.
I also like Donut
Triple
Friend there on York. You ever go down to Donut Friend?
Yeah, but is the Colorado Donuts the one by Cacao?
That's right.
Yeah, I know that.
They have some real funky donuts there, too. Don't sleep on Colorado Donuts, Southern California. Both that and Donut Friend. They're in contention for great donut in my area.
I actually like Colorado Donuts because they're not wearing it on their sleeve.
They're
as
not
much.
A flashy donut,
yeah.
But they're trying to. I think they're turning the corner a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Because they have a Homer Simpson donut there.
Oh,
and it's
right.
a non-sanctioned donut, so Fox is probably going to shut them down any day now.
16-9 here, 18:40 left on the club. Vor 50.
Vor 50.
I said left on the club.
Between the sugar and the bourbon, Matt's going to be feeling it tonight. Rebound, Paisley Gray.
I live somewhere between the sugar and the bourbon.
You sure do. Is that an old Robert Plant record, between the
You're
sugar
thinking
and the bourbon?
Of Booger and the Sherman.
Mornings on 95.5 KLOS.
Booger and the Sherman. I'm Booger Wet Reynolds.
And I'm the Sugar McCarb.
We wake up every morning at 5 a.m. just to quit our jobs.
I never go to bed, man.
That's right. I've never talked on radio in my life.
Where are we right now?
We're in a canyon house.
Why is someone holding us hostage?
Because we're actually mental patients.
No one ever seen us before.
This Friday.
We got a stoppage in play as something happens. And could it involve us talking? Maybe. Free throws for number 12.
All right.
It happened one day at the park.
Audrey and Russ said my dad's name is Clark.
They had an intervention.
But I did forget to mention...
This all happened in the dark.
That's Vacation 5, the escape room.
Yeah, where the dad is just being a real jerk man, and so they have to have an intervention with him. But
That's right.
In an era where electricity is, the grid has gone down. Well, we're really pitching a hell of a vacation movie right here. Vacation 5?
Yeah, grid goes up.
Trying to keep the family together.
Yeah.
Clark Griswold's just really giving the family a hard time.
He's going it's through some time shit. Again.
Start us out here, Matt.
There once was a name named Name.
He liked to play the most dangerous game.
He hunted all people.
From the church basement to the steeple.
But his major prize trophy was Ving Rhames.
Solid limerick there from Pistol Shrimps Radio. You're home for basketball and shit limericks.
Lund with the rebound off to Gray. Gray to Vup, 450. Head on down to Verizon Universal Price Plan, 450.
You can get unlimited minutes, and you can get 450 of them.
That's right. For just $450 a month.
Sounds about right. Also, you're going to have to pay full price if you want to own your phone anymore. They really have just got us by the short hairs, don't they?
I know. I'm so sick of my phone provider. You know who is my phone provider?
Larry Shorts.
Big and tall. Larry Shorts, big and tall.
Holy smokes, there's even more stuff coming here from the package town. It's 16-9 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, jeez.
Matt and Mark, I've sent along some local goods from Missoula, Montana to thank you for advice with the girl in my Bible study last fall.
All right.
Your guidance was so sound that I'm calling upon your wisdom once more.
You got it, man.
This summer, I'm going with my church to help out at a Mexican orphanage in Ensenada. We'll be doing construction work as well as working with the children. I'm very anxious about my trip and was wondering if you guys could give me travel tips to ease my worries about my time in Mexico. I appreciate all you guys do. Keep up the good work as well as the free throw scriptures. Your boogie, Austin. P.S. Happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you, Austin. Here's my advice. When you're down there building them houses, go for the old style with just wooden dowels. No nails, no metal, nothing.
So you're saying no modern conveniences of
no
home building.
No power tools, nothing.
Yeah, you got to go, what's that, New Yankee Workshop?
That's
Is that
right.
The show where the guy makes one leg of a chair for a half an hour?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be real
impressed.
You'd
be lucky if you could get a leg made in an hour.
He's spindling a piece of wood.
I had to make a cabrio leg for prop making class in grad school. And that's a true story. And it was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I passed the bar 400 times.
Man, I had to make a cabriolet for my grad school project.
The Volkswagen car?
Yeah, and I don't know a thing about cars. Weird thing for a theater major to have to do.
Yeah.
But I did get it finished, and there were several casualties.
I had to lay a Fabergé egg one time.
How'd that come out?
Like a piece of poop.
I just choked on my own spit. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
It's 2 points for someone, somewhere, someplace.
At 16-11.
Somewhere there's a basketball game going on.
While we've been just
two more points for the Dolphin
around
people.
Here, it's the Lucille Ballers are turning it on, man.
Yeah, 13:50 left on the clock. It's 16-13. The Shrimps still lead, but the Dolphin Mammals took preservation.
They got a lot of fight in them here.
Yeah.
13:39 on the clock, 16:13 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Mockingbird Lane.
The joke that never dies.
I just realized there was a reboot of the Munsters that was on longer than the Munsters.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, how long was the Munsters on? Gray with a rebound. Nifty
I don't know.
Pass.
Not long enough for my money.
Wait a minute. What's the reboot called?
It was called like Munsters Again, or I don't remember what it was
called. Wasn't they were trying to do 13:13 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah, that
didn't go.
But
that
now Seth Meyers is developing a Munster show.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
But there
he?
Was one in the 90s or the 80s.
Yeah,
like
starring
Munster's Alley or something.
Starring
I don't know.
Brad Garrett and Gary Bradlett. Intercepted pass by Jesse Thomas, though it goes off her hand and goes out of bounds. And our referee, Michelle Williams' brother, Mike, with
the call. Mike Williams.
They never really inbounded the ball there, Matt. Did you notice? There was
one time we were at a party and everyone was going around saying, like, who's a celebrity you have a crush on? And everybody. I'm talking my wife, all our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to me and I said Michelle Williams and Amanda got super pissed at me.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
We should figure that out.
Well, her argument was like, she looks kind of like me, so like, pick something different.
Yeah. Don't just get, if you like vanilla ice cream, you shouldn't say, you know what I really could go for though?
Yeah.
Some French vanilla ice cream.
Well, she picked Tanning Chatham.
Hey,
think.
Matt.
Yeah.
You're going to like this.
Yeah.
This is from Brandon Twa. He wrote into the Pistol Shrimps Radio at gmail.com address, which we also have about 40 emails to go through as well.
Oh, man.
Thanks for speaking word combinations while a basketball game happens. My coworkers don't understand why I burst out in uncontrollable laughter every Wednesday morning.
Two more points for the Dolphins. 16-15. I'll let you know.
Free throw scripture, spoonerisms, deep cut track suggestions from Matt, and the hopeful anticipation of an anvil in the mail keep me smiling every week. I have a request. My wife Caroline and I are expecting our first child soon. Congratulations. We're having some trouble coming up with names.
You got it.
I've suggested
this.
Bowed Luzzer and Beaver the Wish Kid, but she wasn't into them. Can you guys suggest a few names for us? Bonus points if they're in the free throw scriptures voices. Brandon and Caroline.
There's actually a free throw happening right now. So I'm going to tell you that Lazarus the Elder came down from Lazarus the Younger, and they were having a father and son weekend up on the dust heap. And Lazarus the Elder was having a new boy, and Lazarus the Younger had a jealous look about his face where his dimples turned into a little mini pond of tear pools. And he said, please don't have a baby, and if you do, don't name it Medicus. And the father named it Medicus in spite of his only son, and therefore the child was named Medicus.
And many years later, when Medicus had children of his own, he had trouble naming them. So many of the names that he selected were as follows. Burbashuous.
Total gym workout.
Rejection lady.
A million little pieces from ABC.
Gage.
Alex Inc.
Four tents.
Bramble Poopy.
The Helmet Wizard.
Real Genius the Movie.
Clark Gable Sr., but not a guy, a jug of wine.
Vup 451.
Fahrenheit 451.
Randall Tex Corn on the Cob.
Randall Tex Corn Dog on the Cob.
Randall does Dallas.
Vup 450 goes to the basket and is fouled on the play. 18-15 Pistol Shrimps, about 9 minutes and 39 seconds. Hopefully that's enough for you, Brandon. You get some names going.
I think that's enough. How many kids are you planning to have? Jeez, take a birth control for crying out loud. Oh, my God. Oh, there once was a lady named Lake.
She had an ID that was fake.
She got into bars.
She drove several cars.
But never drank a liquor milkshake. There once was a piper named Cub.
Who dressed every day like a schlub.
She bargained for meat.
She harbored some feet.
And only did Steppen in dub.
Jesse Thomas steals the ball and takes a long shot.
There's
that goes
some points.
In the
That'll put it 20-15, and it means the Shrimps' semi-comfortable lead is back with 8:47 on the clock. You know it's the final fourth of a game, and that's when I usually get hard into it.
Thomas steals the ball with a long rebound. It's really she got a rebound. She didn't steal it from anybody, but a long pass over to Stetton.
Around the back before the pass. Back to Thomas from Stetton. Thomas pops it up. It ain't going to go in, but Vup 450 with the rebound. Back to Thomas. Thomas pile drives in. Bank shot ain't going to happen, but the
rebound
stays with her. Over to Vup.
The Pistol Shrimps maybe been rope-a-doping a little bit.
Yeah.
Sort of playing possum until it's time to turn it on.
Rope-a-doping made famous, of course, by the great boxer Timmy Ramirez.
We got a real nice Najee. Cammy Jace Walker says that we're a real inspiration and the Earwolf podcast have inspired her to do her own podcast.
Oh, nice.
She's sending us a little something in the P.O. box. So, Matt, why don't you tear into that? Because maybe that's it. I don't know if that's from her or not. I assume Najee is a lady's name, but it might not be. If it isn't, go screw.
Got a little heft here.
This fella, Brian Waterman. Brian, I don't have time to read all of these, but he did a whole bunch of Cloris Leachmans for us. I mean, look at that. Just a laundry list. The guy says he can't stop doing them, but he wishes us good luck at the spelling bee.
You know, I think about that. Basically, Mark, we've been doing this podcast for a while, right?
Yes.
We're keeping what listeners were keeping. We're not going to gain a ton of new ones. What do we do with this? Do we all start a farm or something? Because obviously the people, anyone that's listened for more than 3 episodes is here for a reason. They speak this language. We get each other.
We feel each other.
We're that type of person, for better or for worse, whatever it is. What should we do with it? Should we form a voting block?
Should we start
do a cult where we're the followers and they're the leaders?
Maybe that's what we should do. Yeah. Maybe we should start planting some organic Sour Patch Kid seeds.
Oh, now we're talking.
The Pistol Scripts Tour. It hasn't been clear as to whether or not I need to watch a feed or just rely on the podcast for coverage. Just wondering. This is from A. Garrity. Look, we're not going to be on a television anywhere. This will just be podcasting. We're just going to treat the spelling bee like a basketball game. We'll be there. We'll be watching it in person, and we'll be doing the podcast. So you will hear the spellers, allegedly. You will hear the action, and we will comment on it.
Oh, how nice. I got some James Bond comics, a Moneypenny comic, and Neil Young's Greendale.
Are you sure that's all for you? Is there a little note in there, maybe, that some of it's for me and some of it's for you? Because you never know. There's probably more in there. Is there more? Basketball's happening. Nice rebound by Vup450. Show pass to Randall Tex Cobb.
I'm sure this James Bond and Moneypenny's for you.
Is for me? We got a long shot from Thomas that doesn't go in. 12 for the Lucille Dolphins comes down.
Oh, this is from John Arminio. He wrote a long message, so...
That really is an enormous card.
I will read that, though. Thank you very much. That's very nice. You guys are really too kind.
It's really coming in here.
Heartwarming and wart-harming.
This one is really good, too. This guy wrote us as Christopher Saunders. This is a pass inside from the Lucille Ballers right in front of our faces. Christopher Saunders thanks us for all that we do. He's a public affairs officer for the National Guard. He's a photojournalist for the military.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's a fan of the... We thank you for your service.
We do.
He's a fan of the Shrimps as well as the other podcasts that we do. He likes to counteract the stress of being away from his family for long periods of time with our podcast. That's so nice. This year for my birthday on May 16th, I was able to listen to the latest Pistol Shrimps episode.
2 points.
Sitting up on a 30-foot high pile of rubble and concrete while covering an earthquake response exercise.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
Hey, Evan Carroll, it was his birthday on the 5th. He turned croissant, so Evan, we thank you for that. You're a very nice boy. I agree.
Yeah, that's very nice, and good work to you and all you do.
What a shitload of emails this is. I mean, we can't even get to all of them. There's no way.
We will read them, though.
We're going to read them. We'll read them in the car while I'm driving.
Okay.
Think of that.
Yeah, I'll drunk.
Yeah. Randall Tex Cobb is standing right there, but she doesn't have the ball. You know who does? Vup450.
That's right. She'll fly in with a handoff to Thomas for a three-pointer, bounces back into the hands of the Dolphin Mans.
This game isn't over. It's 22-17 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. Vup450 with a nice rebound after number one takes a shot for the Ballers. Tough game for the Ballers here. They can't get a break. They can't get any rest. They're probably really tired out there. I would imagine they are.
I'm tired.
What do you mean? You ate a whole donut, and then you had some bourbon, and then...
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
We also got...
Thank God we got Goat Journal.
Subscribed us to Goat Journal Magazine. What are some of the articles in there, Matt?
Goat cheese and soap advice from longtime experts. Brush-eating goats.
Tackle noxious weeds.
Goats and wildfire. This is real?
It's a real magazine. Goat's headline in a London play. And they got an ad for an electric fence on the back
here. Oh, man,
that's
good. Don't bend that. That's got to go on the coffee table. Yeah, that is class.
Goat Journal there. That's May, June 2018. It only comes out, there's only 6 episodes a year.
Yeah.
Episodes. You know magazines that come in episodes.
Yeah, I do. All right.
So I think that might be it for the packages.
It's time for free throw scriptures.
Is it? Because they're going to inbound pass.
It's time for inbound scriptures,
you don't do
Mark.
You just
want to
do scriptures.
Yeah.
All right. Lonnie, the truck stop owner, who had not even been invented yet, was spouting wisdom to a group of leper children.
Until Lisbon, the armpit troll, said, answer my riddles 3, and then you can use deodorant on me.
But
number
450.
One. Oh,
she got fouled, and she'll shoot free throws. So you continue with your scriptures there. What are these limerick? What are they called? Riddles?
Arm riddles 3.
All right.
What realizes by day and Toblerones by night?
Number 2, how many dogs does it take to kitty cat yourself into a parrot field?
And if one were to paint oneself into a corner, what is one, an artist or some shit? They got a point there. And Lucille the Darwin kid came down on the beagle to find himself in the Galapagos saying, hey, I bet if I grew my beard out, I'd think of something smart.
Hey, why isn't there another beard band to challenge ZZ Top's supremacy?
Yeah, good point.
We need another band that just is like, you know what, ZZ Top? I guess Mastodon has a lot of... They're a bearded band.
Yeah.
But not they're not known for their beards.
Right. Right.
What do you think of what do you think of Billy Gibbons' solo work?
I've never been a Top fan. I don't know.
You haven't?
Nah. Oh, it's time for free throw
scriptures. And Jesus' hip went out when he fell in the shower and he prayed to the Lord, "Hey me, would you ever give me a new titanium hip?" And the Lord said, "I don't trade in alloys, but I do give you the strength to get up and do a hopscotch maneuver to the doctor, Poover."
Of course, he laid there for 3 days as his wife had gone to Sarasota for a brownie baking conference, getting tips from the leading industry bakers about how to oil up a pan and preheat the oven and such.
And some of the bakers said, "Bullshit, you're not Jesus' wife." And she says, "Ain't you read Da Vinci's Code?" And they says, "I take it back."
Thomas scores 26-18 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps with about 2:30 left. Pistol Shrimps are cruising for a win here. It's looking better and better as the time clicks down. The scorekeeper has not put up the basket. It's 24-18 on the scoreboard, but they scored, so put up the goddamn points. I'm asking nicely. I don't want to have to go over
there. She didn't do it. She's in the tank for the mammals.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Long shot.
What if they end up catching up?
That'd be bad. Well, it could be my mistake, Matt. I mean, I am sort of distracted with Goat Journal and all these kind bars and a comic book and all this stuff that's floating around this table. We've run out of room here. Paisley Gray had her shot blocked, but 450 gets the rebound, though, and pops it right in.
They might not need that extra 2 points, Mark, because our Shrimps are looking good tonight.
Well, 450
and
just scored. It didn't go up. There's 26.
Yeah, there it went.
Okay, but that it should be 28.
Yeah,
good.
It
all
is.
Right, 28-18. Shrimps
is
are up
as
by 10.
It should be. Mammals put it up. Ain't going to happen.
That long stretch of silence brought to you by
Bourbon.
Dodge Ford Subaru. The guy's name is Dodge. He sells Fords and Subarus. They're car dealerships that they do sell more than one kind of car, right?
What?
It always made me... There was a place in when I grew up in the Twin Cities. It was called Towsley Ford and Subaru.
Oh,
the guy
yeah?
sold Fords and Subarus. That doesn't seem like a thing you should be able to do.
I know. I didn't even see this candy
That's
tray.
From Missoula, Montana.
Oh, wow.
So you can have yourself a Huckleberry sampler.
I'm your Huckleberry sampler.
The ref's just kind of shooting some baskets.
Time for timeout time.
Well, let's rip through some more of these emails. I know somebody in here had said something about D.C. Oh, this is from Lee White. When you're in D.C., I recommend going to the International Spy Museum.
Oh,
Matt,
yeah.
You're waking up now. He had fallen asleep on the microphone, but then Matt woke up. It's one of the few museums that you have to pay for since it's private, but it's worth it. I think you guys will enjoy it. I'm sure Matt will find a way to use it for James Bonding. I also highly recommend you drive out to the Dulles Airport. That's
just
so far.
To see where they shot Die Hard 2.
Actually, somebody else brought that up, that very little of House of Cards is actually shot in Washington, D.C. It's mostly shot in Baltimore.
Oh.
That's a different email.
Huh.
This guy says there's a SR-71 Blackbird,
ooh,
the last Concorde's
Firefox.
There.
Oh.
The Enola Gay.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Annex.
I'd like to see that Concorde.
Check out the monuments at night, it says, too. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Because during the day, there's just a bunch of people there.
Yeah.
But at night, you know.
Right, you get lighting.
Tom Cotton, or whatever his name is probably there just dealing with lobbyists.
That's right.
In the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
Is that a person,
uh-huh.
Tom Cotton?
Yep.
Matt,
Jeff Flake. And,
Jeff Flake.
Uh-huh.
Some deep political cuts here. What about Saxy Chambliss?
Yeah, Devin Nunes.
Points for the ballers here, but it's 28-20, and it looks like the Pistol Shrimps just have to hold on here for one more minute, and it's another victory on
one
the season.
One more minute, gonna get you in jail.
Yeah, this person says, House of Cards is filmed in Baltimore. Baltimore fills in for DC in Veep, and that one Die Hard with Kevin Smith.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's...
Is Kevin Smith in Die Hard 2?
No, he's in Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard, the fourth one.
I think they get tax breaks, and it's close enough that anybody outside of True Locals doesn't know the difference. If you want filming locations, there's plenty of spots from True Lies.
Oh, right.
And the house from Being There is on M Street by the convention center.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there you go. We got some nice tips from the D.C. area.
Where do they shoot the White House?
Just right there at the White House. Mm. Here's another one, and I don't want to encourage this kind of stuff, but I do feel like I got to read it. It's from Wesley McAndrew. Just got back from listening to Robert Plant's 29 Palms, the recommended 100 times.
Yeah.
I want to let Matt know he's not alone in digging a famous rocker's lost decade.
Yeah.
Give me some 80s Bob Dylan or 90s Bruce Springsteen any day of the week.
57 channels and nothing on.
Let me know if you guys have any other deep cut favorite songs by famous musicians. This is a music podcast, right? Well, we might have to start one.
Yeah.
As if we don't have enough going on.
Just
we
called just... shit music.
Well, you could call it, what is it, lamer, lesser, and
later.
Later, lamer, and lesser.
Later, lesser, and lamer.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
The Lost Works.
Triple L format radio.
Yeah, that just would be a fun thing to do. Just dive into the solo careers of everybody. Well, that buzzer means it's a Pistol Shrimps victory. 28-20. The Shrimps are 7-1 on the season. They've lost one game. They've won the rest. Matt, how do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Your lip seems to be attached to the microphone. Right now.
It's hot and I'm tired.
You think it's hot in here?
Yeah. You think it's hot too? Steven, I got corroboration from Stephen Bridle.
Well, I'm just going to go over to see if there's any more emails. Look, we tried to get a bunch of emails going, but
tonight was
so
catching up correspondence night.
It sure was.
Now, we may try to actually call the game next week, even though we'll be in Washington District of Columbia.
We'd have to get an agent here in Los Angeles to sort of FaceTime us.
Is that you?
To watch the game, in which we would then do commentary on the FaceTime of the game.
Right.
Thus, we would not miss.
Maybe we can get one of the Shrimps to do it.
But we would also have to do that from the hotel room, right? And the time
difference.
Yeah, we
can do that. It would be. What time's the game next week?
Time, I believe it's at 8 o'clock. If you do want to come and support the Pistol Shrimps.
We could make that work at 5 o'clock.
It'd be 5 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific, if that's right.
You could do like an Instagram Live or a Periscope of it.
I stopped talking because my mom wants to get a picture and I can't talk.
We should do a final recap with your mom.
Mom, how was the game? Come on over to the table.
Instead of Captain Blasucci, we've got Captain Mom.
Mom, you know what to do. You start every sentence with absolutely. Okay?
Absolutely, Mark.
So, Mom, what did you think of the game?
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. What do you think the prospects are for the rest of the season?
Absolutely wonderful. They are hot.
What do you think of these new jerseys, Mom? Look at the jerseys from the Pistol Shrimps. You've never seen them before. They used to wear red, and now they're wearing this sort of like light gray, and it seemed to work for them. They won tonight.
They're absolutely not very colorful.
So what are you going to try to do while you're here in Los Angeles?
Absolutely have a good time.
Okay, good.
Good. That's good. That's my mom filling in for team captain Maria Blasucci. Big win for the Shrimps, 28-20.
Wait,
next
the
week,
referee is putting on a striped referee shirt over a referee shirt.
He's picking up hours at Foot Locker tonight. He's doing a night shift,
putting
some Jordans on the shelf while the store's closed.
I'm putting some Yemens on the... I can't even follow through.
You've really faded.
I need a pass for tonight, listeners.
Well, you do get a pass because it's your birthday in a couple hours.
That's
here,
right,
buddy.
Man. I'm turning birthday year.
The game is at North Weddington. The opponent is Space Glam, and the time is 8 p.m. Pacific. So it would
be
5
p.m.
o'clock.
We could probably make that work.
On a Tuesday night. That probably would work.
Maybe
I'd imagine
get Amanda to set up her phone and just...
FaceTime it.
Yeah,
is there Wi-Fi
like
up there? We're going to have to figure it out.
Well,
if we can do it, we'll try to do
well,
it.
Well, Steven, are you going to be there? Could you just do like an Instagram Live or something?
Yeah, we could FaceTime
it. FaceTime's
probably
best.
Yeah.
And then we're going to watch our on an iPad or something.
Yeah.
We'll be at the
no.
Oh, we'll be at the hotel that we're at the Spelling Bee. The Spelling Bee Hotel.
That's.
We'll be in room ABCD.
Crazy thing is it's misspelled.
There's one L in it.
Yeah.
And it's in the word B.
Yeah.
All right, folks, they're going to kick us out of here, so that's probably going to have to be it for Pistol Shrimps Radio on this May 27th. What day is it?
It's the 22nd.
May 48th.
It's going to be a long December.
And there's reason to believe
maybe this year will be better than the last.
Hello, we're Atonal Crows.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since a Counting Crow married a friend.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since my dolls were lightly goo-gooed.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since my melon went blind.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since my Wumba got chumbed.
I haven't had this much fun since four, honest to God, and they were never going to change, blondes suddenly were no longer blondes.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since my Bill got Clintoned.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since Frog the Dry Cog.
I haven't had this much 90s fun since Dear John got canceled.
I haven't had this much fun since Little Butt Todd and the Angels.
I haven't had this much fun since all my pilots were stone-templed.
Guys, the 90s are back.
I haven't had this much...
Why don't you do five in a row, Matt?
I haven't had this much fun since my blossoms were ginned.
Okay, number one.
Since we're my oasises. Since we're my Moxie Fruvis. Since since we're my sex and candies. Since we're my verve pipes. Since we're my verves. Since I got lupus.
Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. Since you've been, sister, been gone.
Is it Kelly Clarkson or is it the other one?
I don't know. You're the 90s guy.
Everyone out. Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Well, it's almost time to go.
No, it's all the way time to go.
We are? We can't leave until we do word dances.
They're going to shut the gym down.
They're going to shut the gym down and open up the Flim Town. Dance your way home because cars are illegal. Dance your way home to
I'll just
the
be
night.
Packing up during this.
I know. Isn't this something? Good game tonight.
Thanks. Yeah, we played 4-on-4 because the other team only had four.
Did you do that as like a sportsmanship thing?
We did. We could play five, but we're like, you know what? Let's be real nice. But if it got close, we would have put in five people.
That's nice and that's respectful.
That's
and
a class move.
You never needed to do it.
That's a class move, and I would expect nothing less from the Shrimps. They're class acts all the way. Vote for them this December.
After the election.
Yeah.
Okay, all.
Okay, we got to get going right after this two-hour teleplay of Return of the Jedi.
It's a trap.
No, that you started at the end.
I'm doing it out of order.
What are the first lines in Return of the Jedi?
Hey, dipshit. That button isn't what you want to push right now. What are you trying to go into hyperspace, you sack of shit? We're here already. So quit screwing around with the console.
Oh no, no.
You fur man?
Yeah, that's it. You fur man.
It's just Chewbacca getting yelled at.
Okay, Mark, we got to wrap this up.
What are the first words of Return of the Jedi?
No, he's back.
That's it?
Yeah.
It starts with just, the title of
back.
The movie.
When do you think that Jedi's going to get here?
I think Steven knows what the first line is.
What do you got there? Oh, hey, dipshit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we really do got to wrap this up.
Yeah, so.
But. They're talking about cats over there, Mark.
Oh my God.
I've been taking melatonin, and so I have these like 5-hour dreams.
I'm in one of them right now.
One of them was I lost Margo in another city.
I'm just going to pack up the
stuff
while you're
talking. And I just looked for her in real time.
Put these comic books in a box so we can get out of here.
We got someone here. No, but come on over. What's your name, sir?
Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Can I say hi to Ben?
Sure.
He's my brother in London.
Oh, hi, Ben. But not the Ben.
The Ben, yeah.
Big Ben?
Big Ben, yeah.
Your brother is a big clock man. What's he doing there? What does he do? Is he a
clock repair?
Clock?
He's a clock, yeah.
He's a clock? What do you do, sir?
I'm like a mini clock.
A mini clock? Would you like some candy of some kind? Do we pack up all the
candy? It's all put away. I put everything
away.
I'm
sorry, Ruben.
I'm in LA. I'm going to come
Oh, where are you normally from?
Arizona.
What part of Arizona?
Phoenix area.
Well, that's nice. Oh, man, Steven's from Chandler as well. Do you guys know each other's schools? Hamilton and Dobson. Are you guys rivals?
Would you like to be?
No, would you like to be? Well, thanks for coming to the game, Ruben. Appreciate it. You can. Well, I guess we got to stop recording.
Stop, okay. Are there more packages on the goddamn floor?
Yes, there are.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
Matt.
Two
packages still to open.
We can't do it here.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do it.
We can do
it. You want to do a postscript? Or we're doing it now. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Let me see that one. All right. Open this end. Oh, Matt.
This has been a
We're
going to
get yelled at. We're going to get yelled
Not
at by
Not great
the
podcasting,
staff.
But...
No, if
but
you love unboxing fun. Sounds, this is it. Here, Matt and Mark. Snacks from Bangkok, where the joint is jumping. Shrimp chips, Thai fruit gummies.
One snack in Bangkok. In the
Matt, there's what? Shelf-stable Thai milk and breakfast cereal in here.
Oh, my God.
But that's
milk.
For me.
Shelf-stable.
I'm an expat American living in Thailand. I love your podcast. It reminds me of home and good old American things like sports ball and sports womanship. You're doing the Lord's work. Hey, thanks a lot. That's great, Renee. Thanks. Matt, what do you got?
I got four bags of kids. Hi, Mark and Matt. It broke my heart to hear that no one had sent any snacks on a recent episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio. So when I saw these fabulous treats in the clearance section of Walgreens, I knew what I had to do.
Hey, why not?
Normally it would be gauche to leave a price tag on, but I thought it'd be funnier this way. Keep up the great works and go shrimp. Brent Jensen. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. We got to get out of here, Matt.
Okay, we got to go, everybody. My friend Mark is needing us to go. This I'm going to press stop right now.
I know you're not.
Okay.
I know what you're doing.
One, two, three, four. Try to guess what number it'll be. Five.
It'll
if you guess what number it is,
it'll
I'll turn it
It'll be your
it
favorite
off.
Number, four.
Six, seven.
It'll be four.
It was.
You already turned it
you
off.
You missed it. No, I didn't.
So we have to start over?
Yeah. One.
It'll be four.
Two. You got to do it when I do it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
It's right now.
Five.
You skipped four.
Oh, we got to try again.
You're going to.
Ready? Five.
I hope you never enter
six.
A counting bee.
Okay, we really have to go. Oh, we get your picture.
Yeah, we'll get a picture.
Sorry.
When Matt hits stop.
Okay, I'm going to stop for Ruben. Ruben, know that this podcast ended because of you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.